Marche interviewing Norma Minkowitz at her home and studio in Westport, Connecticut on September 17, 2001 for the Archives of American Art. When and where were you born?
I was born in New York City in the Bronx in 1937.
What section of the Bronx?
Actually, I was born in a place called West Haddam Sanitarium, which sounds really strange, but it was in the Bronx, New York, and we lived in the Bronx my whole childhood, and that's where my mother gave birth.
Describe your childhood and your family background.
Well, I had a very artistic family. My father was a concert pianist, and at the age of nine, he was the youngest student at the conservatory in St. Petersburg, and my mother had aspirations of being a singer, and was attracted to my father for those very reasons, because of her musical interest and his musical success. My grandfather was both a teacher and a composer. My uncle was a violinist, and there was a lot of music in my house, and it was very beautiful.
When did your family come to America?
My family came in the 1920s. My father came to New York, and my mother came, actually my mother came from a wealthy family, and they ran away from Russia, where my father had permission to come because he was a concert pianist and was known in the area. But my mother's family was wealthy, and they had to actually try to make themselves look like peasants so that they could get out of the country without retributions for being the wealthy class. So they actually had to rub their hands on cords so that they would develop calluses, so it would be easier to get out of the country, and they came to Vancouver. My father came to New York, and my mother's family settled in Vancouver, British Columbia, and my grandfather had a necktie factory, and my mother lived there for many years, so she came to the United States.
And what brought your mother to the United States?
Well, she had family here. She had a cousin in the States, and actually she met my father on a visit to her cousin who lived in Brooklyn. And they went to a party. My father was playing the piano, and she was attracted to the music, and he was attracted to her. And my uncle actually was also attracted to her, so there was a little bit of a rivalry at that point. But he said to my uncle, "That's my girl, keep away." And that was it. And they married shortly after that.
Had your mother ever begun to realize her aspirations to be a singer?
Yeah, I know when she was in Canada, she had performed in some small, neighborhood theaters or religious centers, and she sang. I actually have a program where she did a vocal presentation, but nothing ever came of it. You know, she got married, I guess. That was history. He was the focal point as far as the career.
So. According to your interview with Richard Polsky for the Oral History Collection at Columbia University, your mother taught you how to crochet.
She did.
How old were you then, and what was that experience like?
I just remember that we used to all sit on it. We had one bedroom. We used to sit on the bed, and my mother was always making sweaters and creating things, and we were always listening to the radio. And my dad, when he was home, would always like fall asleep at the foot of the bed because he was getting ready to go play his music, because he played music in the evening. So he was kind of taking the snooze, and she made lots of sweaters and would always give me the scraps and taught me how to crochet. And I remember being really excited about it because I just learned how to crochet a circle, and I kept going round and round and making doilies and changing the colors, and I just really got excited about it. And then the circle started to become more, by counting stitches, I was able to sculpt the forms. In other words,